Hi, everybody. This is show creator Theo Obristoff, and I want to welcome you after a long break, and thank you for sticking with us through that break of over a month without anything being posted. But now we're launching into season two, which is entitled Fearful and Wonderful, and we hope that you will enjoy this new season. It's an excursion into more storytelling and into the topic of mental illness, as well as some other character storylines that are in play. Along with season two, there's a new album, a new soundtrack album, the music of the Arctos Chronicles, Volume 2. This new album will be available beginning July 4th. And it will be available on all your major digital music outlets like iTunes and Amazon, also through Spotify and iHeartRadio, etc. So we hope that you will pick that up and purchase that. And it's a great way to help support the show, as the show itself will always remain free. Now, something we want you to be aware of is our website at www.thearctoschronicles.net, and be sure to visit that. Also, something new is our page on Facebook, which is like my personal account. It's Theodoron, like Theodore with an N, Theodoron Obristoff, so my name. And we would love for y'all to come and enjoy and engage the conversation about the show there. On behalf of Mike Indest and Rob Randall and myself, I want to welcome you all back to the show and to season two, Fearful and Wonderful. Enjoy.
Adam 12, Seattle Dispatch.
Adam 12, go dispatch.
Adam 12, please respond to an 1158 Kharkiv Park. Caucasian male, approximately 50 years old, dancing nude in the main picnic area of the park. Possible case of mental illness. 1096, subject to Ballard Swedish Hospital for psych eval.
Dispatch, we're in vicinity. 1017, dispatch. Estimated time, 5 minutes. Time, 1145 p.m. Dispatch, this is Adam 12.
Go, Adam 12.
1023 Kharkiv Park, 1095 on the subject. We have him in custody and will proceed to Swedish Ballard. You'll definitely want to alert social services on this one. Says he was welcoming spring into the meadow with the park fairies. Definitely hitting the bar after work, dispatch.
Copy that, Adam 12. Dispatch, we'll see you there.
KARC Radio Arctos.
Now about that new song from Tina's own band, the Sled Dogs. They call it Cop Shop, and boy does it groove. Mike Thunder. 1400 KARC The Circle. Checking in with you, Arctos. We got summer, and summer in full swing. I know it seems like I just got back behind the broadcast console, Tina, but I've been given a special assignment in the lower 48 and will be out again for a bit. But I leave you all in the capable hands of familiar KARC friends like Jack Yukon, Blake Easy, Sheriff Lazy and Deputy Hazy. And right this minute, let me introduce you to a new friend. Yay. He's a longtime old school jock, and I know you're going to welcome him in just like you welcomed me in once upon a time. I'm literally 1 foot out the door, my friends.
Gotcha, dog.
Woof.
Yeah. So give a huge Arctos welcome to Harry Lockwood.
Hello, Tina.
Mike.
Thank you very much.
I'm Harry.
And you're not.
We got it hot like coffee, funky as a monkey, jazz like mayonnaise. Ow! I am on fire, Tina. On fire, I tell you. Lock jock it like a rocket. Hands out of your pockets. Put your hands up. Rock it! Rock it! Rock it!
Thank you very much.
So, Nicholas, why are we meeting in the engineering room of the radio station? I thought we'd meet at the train station.
In this portion of the station, as you know, we are directly beneath the broadcast antennas. You won't be riding a train or taking a plane, and there won't be any automobiles either. I'm going to send you to Seattle by way of amplitude modulation.
AM radio waves. You're going to send me to Seattle through radio waves.
Radio waves, electricity, all energy. They're not what you think they are. But now is not the time for lessons in metaphysics, and, well, yes, you're going to ride on radio waves. I will send you from this room, up through the radio tower, and to your destination.
Is it going to be weird?
You have no idea. Now, bags in hand. No last-minute questions? After you check into your hotel, where is the first place you're going without hesitation?
Ballard. Swedish Hospital, ER.
You are...
social worker for Alexander Bastian.
Brace yourself.
What?
You, Mike Thunder...
what?
...are officially in radio.
Good morning, Mr. Bastian. Welcome to Bayview Gardens. I am Dr. Arnold Schiesefeld. You may call me Dr. Schiesefeld or Arnie, whichever you prefer. Nurse Dominique tells me that this packet I hold is all of your up-to-date information. Is that correct? She also tells me that you are choosing to be non-communicative. I understand that whatever circumstances led you to the situation in Car Creek Park, well, that they had to be momentous. Nobody finds their way into our facility for no reason whatsoever. I respect your need for some time to acclimate. We can talk later, yes. Dominique will be close at hand if you need anything at all. You have been assigned a social worker, Mr. Bastian. He is presently at the nurse's station, hoping to introduce himself to you. I will send him in if you have no questions for me. One final thing, Mr. Bastian. An anonymous party has sponsored your residency here. Bayview Gardens is the premier mental care facility in Western Washington State, yes. So this sponsorship is no small matter. That is... at least something for which to be thankful. I will speak with you soon. And I will send in the social worker.
My dearest Mr. Frost, this is my first letter of transmission to you, having been directed by Nicholas to correspond with you. I have just now met Alexander Bastian for the first time. He was completely non-responsive. Because of how the authorities found him, they have him strapped into his bed today. He is on the first floor with a gorgeous view of the institutional grounds. It's like a beautiful arboretum here. With summer in full bloom, he has nothing to complain about as far as the scenery goes. As you have arranged it, I have been assigned as his private social worker, an attaché to the patient on behalf of his benefactor. I sat with him today for long periods. The staff has graciously included me in their meetings today, insomuch as they were discussing Mr. Bastion. They say I'm always welcome to such sessions. Apparently, this is a teaching facility. It shares relationship with the University of Washington. The only reason I mention this is that in the staff session today, there was talk of experimentation. They throw that word around with a disturbing amount of caprice. Furthermore, they assign the patient what I believe to be an ominous label today, participant number 3. They discussed administering psychotropic medications beginning tomorrow. Because you or the grandfather or whoever are the benefactors somehow, I am permitted to be present in all matters. I will send you another transmission tomorrow. I don't imagine it will be at all cheery. Kyrie eleison, Michel.
Good morning,
Tina. That's my line. Hey.
Yeah,
oh. Good morning, Artos. Hello, Tina.
This is Sheriff Lazy.
And Deputy Hazy.
With your morning
Crime Watch report.
That's right.
Crime Watch. These will be regular reports to be delivered to you.
Regular?
Yep.
Since the route and from now on.
It's good to know that Arctos is once again a safe place for children.
And otters.
To play and feed.
Find a mate. Well,
otters, that is.
Hey, Wolf. Good to see you back, buddy.
Wolf says, hey, Tina, kids, be safe.
Mind your mama and papa.
And don't listen to nothing you may hear from them lower 48s.
Yep. Yeah, well.
Well?
That's sage advice, Wolf.
Nope, I don't think we have plans for them sardines, Sheriff.
No, Deputy.
Nope. It's all yours,
Wolf, buddy.
Tina, that's it for today.
Keep up the vigilance and more than anything,
guard those hearts and minds.
Something is missing, Patron 2. Well, we know that Tina and all of Arctos has been recently atoned and her ramparts reestablished, and yet something seems missing. I heard that Miss Tilly is catatonic in the middle of the ancient road. I understand that Mr. Thunder is on special assignment in the lower 48. There is tell of Mr. Shibble taking time to grieve within the hallowed cloisters of the cathedrals. There is definitely an overall sense of rest and yet of continuance within the aftermath of the Great Rout. There is nothing to indicate any new threat, except to good taste, with that new fellow on KARC The Circle, that Harry Lockwood fella. I'm sorry, that was not kind. Still, there is something missing.
Hey, Patron One. Any more coffee over there?
Proprietor Dinah. Thank you very much, yes.
And where's Patron Two today? I don't believe I've ever seen y'all apart.
She is... apparently... missing?
My dear Mr. Frost, today was absolutely horrific. This was the second day of the patient's, incarceration. Are you sure you have him in the right place? And by that, I mean, have you arranged for his care in a place where his best interest is what matters? The reason I ask, Mr. Frost, is this. Today, participant number 3 was taken to an observation chamber. He is still strapped to his bed. He had been receiving reasonable doses of Ativan, a mild benzodiazepine, and just enough to keep him comfortable. I can't imagine what he has been through, but I receive some insight into the condition of his soul during the experiments carried out by one Dr. Schizofreud. It was flat out weird. Perhaps it was the percipience of my director, but the way I perceived the rantings of the patient and the way the medical staff perceived them was, well, to say the least, incongruous. Let me put it another way. Whatever causation there may be for the suffering of the patient, this treatment was worse. I'm not sure how to say it. The treatment caused him to have experiences that he was not having before being committed. Alexander had been non-responsive. Well, they got responses out of him for sure. But it was sad. He spoke of feeling nothing. Actually, to quote him, he said, "Nothing feels me any longer." I took this to mean that whatever the hospital was doing to him, even though he expressed himself, he was even more isolated, untouchable. Do you think I'll be able to reach him, Mr. Frost? It is very difficult to simply watch. But then, Nicholas said that he was sending me here to watch. I look forward to your counsel. Kyrie eleison, Michel.
Once upon a time, a man of true conviction, a pastor of flocks, a man who truly loved those he served, fell broken. His name was Alexander Bastian. In deep need of rest, and no longer sure of where to go and what to do in order to discover that rest, he wandered by night within a city park, wherein visions of angels and heavenly hosts surrounded him, uplifted him in more than one way.
Bear but a touch of my hand upon your heart, and you shall be upheld in more than this.
Alexander discovered he could stand once more. The presence of such love and joy, mixed with austere holiness, whelmed him. The weariness of his years began to receive healing from heaven. But then, the police arrived.
Once upon a time, I, Alexander Bastian, I knew what I was about. I thought I knew beyond doubt what was expected of me by my God, my country, my own conscience. But everything is crumbling all around me, and I simply don't know what to do any longer. Not outwardly. Inwardly, I feel everything. Everything that has always been good, holy, eternal. But this tug of war between my crumbling outer man and the basilica of light which yet flickers in my soul. Oh, wretched man that I am. God in heaven, what's to become?
Thank you. Grab the handle, turn it to the right. 3 times to the left, 4 times let go. Make the switches all face one way. Turn the lights out.